Many of us have recently participated in an ancient ritual that stretches all the way back to biblical times. Then it was referred to as tithing. Today, we call it paying our taxes. Tax Day is April 15th in the United States, and this year, it overlapped with the holiday of Passover. So while some children were trying to find the afikomen, the hidden matzah, some adults were trying to find one more deduction before they signed and mailed in their tax forms. This year, I too found myself engaged in both rituals. Typically, I'm one who tries to have my taxes done early. Well, for a variety of reasons like my dog ate my homework, it didn't happen this year, and I was running late. And it seemed like all these random forces were conspiring against me. Finally, when I knew they were completed, I could relax. They were finished with hours to spare, and all I needed to do was get to the post office and drop them into the mailbox before the clock struck midnight. No worries. Well, over the years, I have seen hundreds of stories on the local news about those few post offices that were opened until midnight. Typically, the story showed a line of cars with their windows opened and harried people handing thick envelopes to weary-looking postal employees. Frankly, I always found those stories funny. How is it possible, I smugly thought, that someone would find themselves in that position? Well, this year, I understood. I was going to find myself in that long line of cars. And I began to think about, what was I going to say to the reporter? Why I was there? So I drove to one of the post offices in our region that was known to be open late on tax day. And I wasn't alone. There were others there with me, all with their taxes in hand, all relieved that they, like me, had arrived with time to spare. But there were no reporters. Only a sign on the door that none of us could believe. It read, "No extended hours." Apparently, as part of a cost-saving move, this post office wasn't open. So with smartphones in hand, those of us gathered began to search and search to find that one post office that surely would be open. If the government said we had until midnight to get our taxes in on time, then certainly there would be at least one post office opened until midnight. The more we searched, the more frustrated we became, until we realized that the only post office open late in Ohio was in Cleveland, quite a drive from Cincinnati. So there, in the post office, we held an informal citizens' meeting, and we voted that our best option was to drop our thick envelopes into the mailbox and hope that the Internal Revenue Service appreciates that even though the Postal Service was not present, we were there, citizens who took our responsibility to get our taxes in on time. Next year, even though taxes aren't due until midnight, I'm going to remember that the post office closes at 6. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I hope you got your taxes in on time. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.